From inflation to rising interest rates, it's been hard navigating the markets this year. Amid this volatility, one constant is the challenge of finding the right income strategy. At Global X ETFs, our products look beyond traditional fixed income, offering solutions for investors seeking to increase or diversify the yield potential of their portfolio. Visit globalxetfs.com/income to learn more.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, October 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Inflation has taken a bigger and bigger bite out of your personal finances as it's raced out to levels not seen in 40 years. Many people who've added bonds to their portfolio or their 401k for diversification have invested in a type of government bond that turns inflation into a benefit.
So if inflation raises prices by 2% in a certain year, then the government will revise up how much it owes you by 2%. And that will be reflected in higher interest payments for you and also a higher principal or the full amount that you get back when the bond matures.
On today's show, our markets reporter Matt Grossman will join us to explain the nuts and bolts of Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, or TIPS. That's after the break.
This podcast is supported by Emerson. From technology that delivers cures at warp speed to software that makes clean energy reliable, Emerson Innovation helps make the world healthier, safer, smarter, and more sustainable. Emerson, go boldly.
There's a popular type of bond called TIPS that promises to pay out more to investors as inflation rises. But this year, those bonds' values haven't kept pace with inflation, and some investors have gotten a cruel surprise when checking their portfolio balances. WSJ Markets reporter Matt Grossman has been looking into why, and he joins me now. Matt, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So Matt, we're talking about Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. Can you just refresh us as to what they are?
Sure. So Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, also called TIPS, work pretty similar to run-of-the-mill normal Treasury bonds. So TIPS are sold by the government and they mature in either 5, 10, or 30 years. And just like regular Treasury bonds, they pay interest twice a year at a fixed interest rate that gets locked in when you buy the bond. And the difference is that unlike a Treasury bond, TIPS will actually help a bit to protect you against any inflation that happens while you own the bond. So with a normal bond, there's any inflation between the time you buy it and the time it matures, that's going to eat into the interest and the returns that you get from owning the bond. TIPS have some features to try to protect you from the pain that the inflation could cause you.
All right. So how do these TIPS bonds work? How do they protect people against inflation?
So when you buy a TIPS, you're basically lending the government money for 5 years or 10 years or however long the bond is outstanding. And the government's promising you that you'll get that money back when the bond matures. Now, the inflation protection comes into play in that as inflation raises prices, the government will give you an upward adjustment to, in effect, how much money they owe you when the bond comes due. So if inflation raises prices by 2% in a certain year, then the government will revise up how much it owes you by 2%. And that will be reflected in higher interest payments for you and also a higher principal or the full amount that you get back when the bond matures.
Okay, so from the point where somebody would invest in a TIPS, can you give us an example using numbers?
So to take a basic example, let's say you bought $1,000 worth of TIPS, 5-year TIPS. So this year, that means they would mature in 2027. And just to keep round numbers, let's say that the bonds had a 1% coupon. And the coupon is basically the interest that you're getting every year from the government. So if there was no inflation, you'd be getting that 1% coupon a year. So that's $10 a year. They pay interest every 6 months, so you'd be getting $5 every 6 months. Of course, there usually is at least some inflation, and lately there's been a lot of inflation. So in the 12 months through August, inflation was 8.3%. Prices rose by 8.3% over those 12 months. So if you owned a TIPS, the government would revise up that $1,000 by 8.3%. And so the interest that you got from the government would also go up by the same percentage. So instead of getting $5 every 6 months, you would get $5.42. And of course, if you owned a lot more than $1,000 of tips, which many big investors do, then that percentage would really start to become some serious money. And then in 2027, you would also get not $1,000 back, but enough to compensate you for all the inflation that takes place over the next 5 years, whatever that turns out to be.
All right, so why would someone want to have them as part of their portfolio or even in their 401k alongside, say, stocks?
In general, bonds tend to be more stable than stocks. And treasury bonds, which are government bonds issued by the federal government in the U.S., are even safer than a lot of bonds are. So even when bonds are having a really bad year, like they are this year, they're probably not going to be having as terrible a year as stocks are. As an example, right now the S&P 500, big stock market index, is down more than 20% this year, around 22-23%. Bonds are having one of their worst years in anyone's memory, and yet they're still down more in the, along the lines of 15-16% if you look at a broad basket of bonds. And that's pretty typical, that even kind of at the worst of times, bonds are going to give you more stability than stocks. And part of that comes from the feature we were just talking about, where if you hold the bond until it matures, you're promised, especially with a government bond, that you're going to at least get your initial investment back.
Now, just to be clear, these aren't government I bonds that we hear a lot about, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So I bonds are another kind of bond issued by the Treasury. And like TIPS, I bonds also offer you a different kind of protection against inflation, and maybe even better protection against inflation. The reason that people pay a lot of attention to TIPS is that they're broadly traded not just by individuals, but also by professional investors. And so there's a really big and interesting market for TIPS that says a lot about what's happening in the economy.
But investors have seen their TIPS bonds actually go down in value, even as inflation has raced out to 40-year highs. What's going on there?
Yeah, so this sounds a little bit scary and might not be quite as bad as it looks. So if you bought a TIP last year or 2 years ago and you plan to hold it until it matures to protect you against inflation, that plan is going to work out exactly like you thought it would. If you hold it till the day it matures, you will get your original amount back, you'll get any interest payments you're owed, and everything will work the way you expected. The complication comes from the fact that you can buy and sell TIPS anytime you want on the open market. And if you wanted to sell your TIPS today, that say you bought in January, you would have to accept a lower price from them. The reason for that is that, as you probably know, the Fed has been raising interest rates quite a bit this year. And that means that new TIPS that the government is selling now have a higher interest rate than TIPS that the government sold in January. And so if you are someone who is trading TIPS from day to day, or if you've invested in a fund that is sending you a statement showing how much your bonds are worth every month, you would probably see that it looks like you don't have as much money invested in your bonds as you did a year ago.
So is there anything that people who own these bonds can do to boost the return on their investment?
That's always a little bit tricky with bonds. If you bought a TIPS a year ago or 2 years ago and your plan was to just hold it until it matures to protect you against inflation, that's still going to work exactly the way that you'd planned. If instead you're someone who buys and sells bonds frequently, or if you invest through a bond fund, you would probably see some red ink on your investing statement because, again, bond prices have fallen this year. Now, the thing with bonds is that when bond prices fall, their yields rise. They're offering you more compensation if you buy a bond today. So that means if you have any spare funds to invest, or if you're selling older bonds, if you use those to buy new bonds today, you're locking in a higher interest rate than you would have gotten a year ago. Of course, prices could still fall farther, so it's not a guarantee of higher returns, but at least the upside of falling prices is that the yields are rising.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Matt Grossman. Matt, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Join the Wall Street Journal for the WSJ Pro-Sustainable Business Forum happening online October 13th. Take away practical advice on how to build a sustainability strategy that's right for your business. You'll hear from experts who will help you navigate the SEC's proposed regulations, complications of renewable energy, and risks along the supply chain. Together, we'll dig into these topics, providing you with ideas and insight you can use on day one. Register now at wsj.com/sustainablebusiness and save 20% on your online pass using code PODCAST.